Lecture 34, The Home Front During Total War.
If so many countless volumes of history have been written about the wars of World War I and all other wars, a newer generation of scholars has tended to place just as much emphasis on the home front itself during this age of total war, because the home front would have just as much to do not only with winning or losing the war, but also of what the world might look like after the war as the battlefield itself, as difficult as it is to comprehend that. So today we'll spend time talking about the home front during this age of total war. The stalemate that quickly developed during the early phase of World War I had as significant an impact on domestic developments as it actually had on the battlefield itself. Indeed, one can even say that more radical innovations, including effective ones, occurred on the home front than anywhere else. Quickly faced by the realization that domestic mobilization could have a determining impact on the outcome of the war, the combatants, and especially those rather equally matched in the West, Britain, France, and Germany, engaged in policies historian Gordon Craig has termed political centralization, economic regimentation, and thought control. Political centralization, economic regimentation, and thought control. And I would urge you to read any of Craig's books on modern Europe. His text from 1960 in a country-by-country detailed narrative is still one of the best places to go if you want to know what happened as far as we can tell. And he has been writing for 4 to 5 decades of clear, wonderful prose. Clearly, each of these states proceeded along particular lines within the context of their own political culture and their own perceived needs. However, since these were the most industrialized and well-integrated states, each with its own peculiar set of advantages or disadvantages, here, too, neither side could gain decisive advantage over the other. There, the path of extending state power and control escalated, somewhat paralleling the escalation of the war itself. With respect to political centralization, the path was somewhat more erratic, although three states experienced political truces in the beginning of the war, which tended to break down in 1916 or 1917. This was perhaps best represented by the Kaiser's assertion in the beginning of the war, whether real or for effect, and I think it was probably real at that moment, "I recognize political parties no more. I recognize only Germans." It was perhaps the most intelligent thing he had ever said. If he had only said it earlier and meant it and worked on it, maybe the war wouldn't have occurred. Indeed, actual political life in Germany in some way followed its pre-war patterns, but with curious and telling twists. If the monarchy expanded its powers in action during the first years of the war, by 1916, Germany was becoming a military dictatorship under the control of generals Hindenburg and Ludendorff, while the Kaiser tended to fade into the background, unable to handle the tension and the weight of the decisions that had to be made.